joining us on KMBR 680, and of course, the native of the Bay Area, the St. Mary's Gales, their proud son here, and that is Tom Candiotti, broadcaster, as we all know, for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Candy, spring training, something special about it.
It really is, you know, and even as a player, you know, once that Super Bowl's over, it seems like everything just kind of goes right to baseball, and for players, you know, it's a lot of rejuvenation, it's fun, it's all the hard work you're doing in the offseason, you finally get to come see your buddies again, and you know, put on the equipment and go out and play ball. So it's and now when the games are starting, it's you know, even more fun.
What do you think? You watch baseball, of course. You call the games for the Diamondbacks. What do you think of the run by the Giants through October?
Amazing. You know, it's amazing. And being from the Bay Area, you know, there's a little soft spot there that, you know, you're always kind of watching the Giants and things. And you know, it looked like in August that they were really scuffling. And all of a sudden they turned it on. Tim Lincecum got healthy or whatever. Something happened to him. The pitching was just tremendous. And it really electrified the Bay Area. And so it was really fun to watch.
Well, this year, here we go. You got to forget about 2010. Of course, they're going to get a World Series ring to remember that for all time. But here we go, 2011. This National League West, to me, still looks like a pretty formidable division.
It really is. And, the Giants are the team to beat, obviously. They're World Series champions. They got tremendous pitching. You know, you look at some of the other teams, haven't seen a lot of them yet here in spring training, but I can speak for the Diamondbacks. They've shored up their bullpen, which was a really big trouble spot for them last year, getting J.J. Putz, you know, to anchor the back end of it there. You know, added another starting pitcher to, change things around, try to get rid of a lot of the strikeouts, traded Mark Reynolds, you know, Adam LaRoche left, and, you know, you got another guy, Xavier Nady, out in left field. So it'll be interesting. I know they've cut down their strikeouts. And they've improved their pitching staff. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, I always like to look at the Las Vegas line and over-under on wins. It's always informative and just see what the people think about it. 72 for the Diamondbacks. I said, boy, can't they win more than that? I mean, I look at their pitching, Daniel Hudson and Ian Kennedy and Galarraga and Zach Duke and Joe Saunders. Now they got a bullpen. Come on, can't they? 72?
Well, you know better than anybody that as long as you can pitch and be able to close out games, you're going to be at least a 500 team, if not better. So, you know, pitching goes a long ways, and hopefully, you know, in Arizona, that ballpark, everybody scores runs there. You know, the ball's, it's very hitter-friendly there. So, and it's always interesting to go back after you see those lines and when the season's over, go back and revisit those, because I'm sure that last year at this time, a lot of people were not picking the San Francisco Giants.
Well, or the San Diego Padres, believe me, and it's fun. It's just part of the talking sport of baseball. Tom Candiotti joins us. A full season of Kirk Gibson. You know, fiery Kirk Gibson, the MVP. You listen to him in the press conferences, you read what he says in the paper, it's all good, but can he make it happen for this ball club? Kirk Gibson, personally.
Well, I'm certainly buying into it, that's for sure. I've been around Gibby enough last year, the last couple of years, and I know the type of player he was, being an opponent against him, and the fire that he brought to every single game, every single at-bat, and it's no different here becoming manager, and he's assembled quite a coaching staff around him with Don Baylor and Alan Trammell and Charles Nagy, and, you know, a little different than, you know, some of the personnel that they've had in the past. So, you know, this is an all-star coaching staff, and I think all these guys are buying into it. They're all on the same page. You know, Kevin Towers has made a huge difference coming in as a general manager and, you know, getting the players that they wanted. So, you know, and he's always been able to assemble a good bullpen, Kevin has. So, and it looks like, you know, it's going that way. So, you still got to play the games on paper. It looks like a lot better team than it was last year. But, you know, once that game starts, you know, we'll find out.
Well, a couple of pitchers gave the Giants trouble last year. One was Ian Kennedy, gave him a lot of trouble, and Daniel Hudson really gave him a lot of trouble.
Yeah, Daniel Hudson is a sleeper. I mean, you didn't know a whole lot about him coming from the White Sox, but, you know, this kid is a bulldog. You know, he's a lot like Tim Lincecum in a way, his attitude and the way he takes it. So, you know, he's got an electrifying fastball. He's got, a good changeup. A slider is in progress. Kennedy, again, is a starting pitcher. You know, he's got that. He almost got his 200 innings last year, you know, and he very well could have. They kind of shut him down at the end of the year just to protect him a little bit. But, you know, these guys are horses. And, you know, you throw in a couple veterans in Zach Duke and Saunders. You got Aaron Wright in the mix in there. You got, of course, Galarraga almost threw the perfect game, last year. So, these guys know how to pitch. And especially more than the starters is that bullpen is so important nowadays that they've really anchored that down a little bit.
Tom Candiotti, nice of him to join us, talking a little Diamondbacks baseball in National League West. Offensively, Justin Upton, Stephen Drew, Chris Young, kind of the core of the team. Are they ready to step for Miguel Montero? I'll throw him in there as well. Are they ready to step forward?
I think they are. I'm really excited to watch Stephen Drew. I thought he really had a solid year. Defensively, he's tremendous out there. But offensively, he's got everything that you need to have in a hitter. He's got speed. He's got power. He hits the ball in the gap. He runs. He gets triples. He gets doubles. He can hit the ball the other way. He's a very dynamic player. And if he takes the next step, look out. He'll be one of the premier shortstops. Upton, you keep waiting. You want to see him play more than 120, 130 games a year. But again, you keep looking back and, this kid's only 21 years old. I was still in college at St. Mary's when I was 21 years old, for goodness sakes, And Chris Young had a huge bounce back season. They've added some veterans. Xavier Nady. He's going to probably be the left fielder out there. You got Mora coming over to play third base and Blum, a little platoon action over there. Kelly Johnson's coming back, at second base. He's been thumping the ball also. So, I think a little veteran mix and along with a new hitting coach and Don Baylor and Trammell and all these guys that are going to help out. Eric Young's over there. I think everything's setting up well for these young kids.
Everybody feels better in spring training.
You know what? Right now, everybody's in first place, right? Nobody has a loss yet. So, when April 1st hits, we'll see.
All right, Candy, thanks so much. As always, Tom Candiotti.
All right, thanks for having me.